What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Full Draw Friday, number 68. This one is going to be on lockdown strategies. So, been doing kind of rut strategy for the past three, this one being the third one, and I'm going to, I don't know if we'll finish it up here or if I'll do another one on it next week. It just depends on how things go, but we're going to talk lockdown because that's about where we're at. Some places a little bit farther north, probably right smack in the middle of that, with today being the 15th. I think we're a couple days behind that usually for our peak estrus, which is what the lockdown is, and I'll get into that a little bit in a second. But we're right there, so I want to talk about that today. But before we get into it, if you guys haven't been, go over to the YouTube channel, make sure you're subscribed. We just hit 5,000 subscribers, so we're excited about that. That was one of the goals I had set for this year, and we reached that, so I thought that was really cool and worth sharing with everybody. If you don't subscribe, go do that. And also, if you're watching the videos, I appreciate that the Fall Pursuit, we're on episode 6, just came out this past Tuesday. Those will be every Tuesday throughout November for sure, and then December we'll see how it goes with the late season. Sometimes things get slow, and we just don't have enough to make a full episode every week. So anyway, we'll at least have some more of those coming out in November weekly. And if you do enjoy them, if you do like them, do that. Like them on YouTube and comment. Leave us a comment. That really helps. You just comment something like good episode or love the show or hate the show, whatever it is, even if you don't like it. You leave us a comment. That really helps us out. This past week's episode, Blake shot a 145-inch clean 8-pointer. He probably would have went 150 had he had any brow tines at all. Just a super pretty clean 8-pointer. He called the Curl Tine 8. You'll want to go check that one out. It was a really good episode. I thought it was fun to see him get excited. Those of you that know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you got to go watch it and see. So make sure you go do that, episode 6, and then episode 7 will be coming out Tuesday. So be subscribed so you can get updates on when those come out. Also, the podcast is there too, so that'll help you with that as well, especially right now where we kind of got a little bit of a hectic schedule with the rut. We're trying to get hunts in, and the podcast kind of sometimes suffers because of that. We didn't get one out this past Monday, so I apologize for that, but we'll try to get you one out this Monday. So with all that said, let's get into Full Draw Friday number 68. Mm. Okay, so as I mentioned in the intro, we're going to be talking lockdown strategies this week. But before we get into the strategy, we got to understand what lockdown is. And I'm sure a lot of you probably know, but for those of you that don't, real quick, lockdown is a term for the phase of the rut that happens when the most does are in estrus at the same time. So there's a bell curve I've talked about before of does being in estrus at the beginning of November, end of October. There were very few does that are in estrus. It can be very good. The bucks are out seeking, trying to find those first does as you get towards the 15th of November. And that's an average date because across the board throughout the whitetail range, at least the Midwest and central United States, that is what studies have shown to be peak estrus, so and peak breeding. So when the most does are in all at the same time, that's somewhere around the 15th. Like I said, I think for us, it's maybe a couple days after that, like 17th, 18th, somewhere in there, I think we see probably the peak, the middle of the lockdown. And then obviously as you go south, it's just going to get later and later off of that. So this is all, of course, geographically based, but for most of us throughout the Midwest, it's going to be right around the 15th, give or take a day or two. And why they call it lockdown is because these bucks have so many does that are in, and they're trying to breed as many of them as they can. They will get with a doe, and they might stay with her for 5 minutes, and they might stay with her for up to 48, 72 hours sometimes, and complete the breeding cycle and then move on to the next doe. So they're essentially locked down with a doe because she's in estrus, and they're trying to breed, and then after that one, they move on to the next one. And that's kind of a key to having success in lockdown, which I'm going to talk about. But that's essentially where it comes from. There's a lot of does in estrus. The bucks don't have to go far to find them. They usually can seek them out pretty easily, and then they're locked down with those does for an extended period of time. More often than not. Sometimes it's not an extended period of time, but more often than not, that's what happens. So if you're like most hunters out there, at some point you've dreamed of having a piece of hunting ground to call your own. Maybe you finally decided to make those dreams a reality. If so, you need to talk to our guy, Rodney Hawkins. Rodney is a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. If you haven't heard of them, they aren't your average real estate company. While they do deal in traditional residential and commercial real estate, their specialty is recreational and farm ground. With agents like Rodney serving across the state of Illinois, no matter what you're looking for, they can find it. Even if you want to sell what you already have to upgrade, downgrade, reinvest, whatever, they've got you covered. For more information, you can contact Rodney at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. On top of what he does for MFL, Rodney also has his own company called RG Outdoors. They currently carry hard and soft-sided blinds, blind chairs, tree stands, and cameras from Radix Hunting, Tacticam trail cameras, Fission e-bikes, and he's adding new stuff all the time. I've personally used all of these products, and I'm beyond happy with every one of them. The Fission e-bike is a game changer, and you will not find a better one for the price. If you're interested in anything RG Outdoors has to offer, you can send them a message to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors, email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com, or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. How do we hunt this stage of the rut? It can be very frustrating because with these bucks not having to go far to find does and just going from one to the other and being with the does for such a long period of time, they are a lot less visible during daylight hours. They're not on their feet moving around as much. They don't have to. They're not going to. So it can definitely be tough. But some of the ways you can have success in it. The first one I got, and I got kind of three strategies and then an overarching one at the end. The first one, all day sits. I talked about this on last week's episode. They can be effective definitely in the second part of the rut, but I think if you're going to save your all day sits, if you've been saving them, you just haven't wanted to sit out there all day or whatever the case may be, now's the time to do it. While I do think they can be helpful in that second phase, this is when they're going to be the most beneficial because you just never know when that buck is going to come off of a doe and be looking for another one. It might be midnight. It might be 7 a.m. It could be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It might be 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You just never know when that's going to happen. So if you're out there all day, you got the best chance of being there when that happens instead of the traditional hunting daylight to 9, 9:30 and then going back out at like 2 and hunting till dark. You're going to miss a pretty good window in the middle of that where bucks might be coming off the does and cruising looking for the next one. And again, that could happen at any time, so even if you're hunting early and late, that's fine too. But if you've been waiting for all-day sits, now is the time to do it. If you haven't done them yet, if you have the ability to, now is when I would recommend getting out there and doing it. They are not easy because it can be boring, again, especially during lockdown. You might sit all day and not see a deer. He might not come off of his doe until late that night, and then you sat there all day, and he comes by your stand at 2 in the morning. What are you going to do? So I don't recommend doing them all the time, but now is the time to try to implement that strategy. That's one thing that leads to a lot of success during this phase is just being out there on the stand. The next one is if you're going to make these all-day sits, or even if you're not, get close to the thick cover. So if you've got thickets, if you've got brushy patches of timber, a big brushy draw within a big timber system, you know, even potentially a pretty hairy woolly draw in the middle of a field or something like a waterway that maybe hasn't been completely taken care of, something like that. Get as close to those things as you can get. The reason for that is when the bucks get with their does, especially mature bucks, they don't want other ones around. So they're going to try to find the thickest place to try to corral her into. That way he can have her to herself. He can keep an eye on her and also not have to worry as much about other bucks slipping up on him, sneaking in there and trying to take his doe from him. He can leave a lot of scent around in the area to ward off any younger or not as dominant bucks, and he can get that doe in there, and she can't get as far away from him as if they were out in an open field or an open block of timber. She can get away pretty quick, and other bucks can come in and go out and take his doe. So get close to those thickets, those brushy areas. If you can hunt on the edges of them, of course you want to play the wind. You don't want your wind blowing right into them. But if you can get tight to those, not necessarily a typical bedding area, but something maybe even thicker than that. Like if there's a place where you think it's just so thick the deer are not going to go into, that might be the place to be right now, because a lot of times that's where those bucks are going to try to push those does. The next one is one that gets overlooked a lot this time of year, and we've talked about it before. But most of the time when it's not hot, we're not thinking about deer around water. Just like us, they have to have water all year round. And while they're locked down with these does, you know, and they've been chasing them around, they're going to need to go drink. And a lot of times, midday, you can catch a doe taking a buck with her to a watering hole during this time. She's going to, aside from if he can get her corralled in one of those thickets, and even then, if she can slip away from him, she's going to dictate where he goes. He's going to try to do it to her some. That buck is going to try to push her in the direction he wants to go. But if she wants to go a certain place and she can get away from him, that's where she's going to go, and he's got no choice but to go with her if he wants a chance at breeding. So if that doe gets up to go get a drink in the middle of the day, guess where that buck's going to be? Right there with her. And that happens a lot. These deer, the does even, they've been harassed by bucks. They've been running ragged as well. They got to have water to drink. It's just as needed now, if not more even, than some of the warmer days there at the beginning of the season. So if you've got a good water hole, a small spot where they come to regularly, maybe it was a spot that you hunted earlier in the season or had a camera on and it was super hot, as far as the camera goes and the weather as well, I guess, and the deer were just hammering that watering hole or that pond or a little creek or something, or even a river, a low spot in a river. Any place like that, if you can get close to that, then that can be a good place to do those all-day sits as well, because, again, you just never know when they're going to come to it. And those are kind of the three strategies. You can add those all together. Like, if you can sit all day close to a thicket that has water nearby, that's going to be, like, one of the best places you can be. That is my plan for the morning, is this morning, the 15th, is to go hunt at the cabin. I will be over the plot, but there's thick stuff all around there. There are two ponds in there, and I'm going to try to sit at least till midday. I got editing and stuff like that I have to do, so I'll come back and do that more than likely. But my plan is to sit in there late into the morning, even right around noon, and hope one of those bucks, even if he is locked down with the doe, comes by, she works through there, or catch one breaking off of one. So if you can combine those, then that's going to be your best chance at success, in my opinion. If not, if you can do one of those, if you don't have thick cover around, if you don't have water around, you can go sit all day, hopefully. Especially like Saturday, Sunday, weekend, if you work through the weeks, you know. If you don't have other commitments, get out there and hunt. You might as well. If you do have the thick cover but can't sit all day, get in there towards the thick cover when you can get in there, and the same thing with water. So those are the three strategies I got for you, the three tips for this week. The last thing I will leave you with kind of overarches all of them, and it's a little bit similar to what I was talking about with all-day sits, but that is persistence pays off in the lockdown. You got to keep going out there. It's going to be tough. If you go sit out there 2 days in a row and you don't see a deer, don't not go the third day because of that. It could be on that third day when he finally breaks off of her, or she finally comes by wherever your stand's at and he's with her. It might be that third day, even though you haven't seen a deer in 2 days, it just takes that one. So you got to stay persistent right now. You got to stay out there in the stand as much as you can. You got to keep hammering away at it. Keep going. The rut's a grind. I've talked about it before. It can be the most fun at times, and it can also be the most grueling, because when it's hot, it's hot, and when it's not, it's not, to quote the great Jerry Reed. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. If you've made it to this point, hopefully you're enjoying the show, and if you are, go over to our Facebook page and our Instagram. Give us a follow. It's Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We also have a private Facebook group. That's Ridge Hunter Nation. You can go over there and answer a couple questions, and if you're a regular listener of the podcast or you watch any of our shows on YouTube or Carbon TV, you get in that group and just use it as your normal hunting group. Share your success, your failures, pictures, whatever you got, and we'll also give you some extra content in there. I'll ask questions on that, maybe do some surveys occasionally, and we'll also give you guys the opportunity to ask questions for any of our guests that we might have coming on, if we have them lined up in time and that's available. You'll find that at Ridge Hunter Nation. That's on Facebook. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. That's where you're going to see our scent line, Ridge Hunter Scents, our buck tarsal spray, doe tarsal spray, and our calming spray. All of our apparel is available on the website, and our food plot seed, when it is in stock, is available on the website too. If you want any of that stuff, make sure you use our discount code RHOPOD or Full Draw, all caps on either of those, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. We also have our entire catalog of podcasts on the website, and our video series are available on there as well. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other audio platform, give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it lets you do, and that'll let you guys know when our episodes come out. They're not always as consistent as we want them to be, but we try to shoot for Monday and Friday. Sometimes it gets on a Tuesday or a Saturday maybe for an episode, and that way you'll know when they come out. It also really helps us without costing you anything. If you're listening to this on YouTube, hopefully you're already subscribed to the channel. If you're not, make sure you do that. If you're not listening to this on YouTube and you're not subscribed, make sure you go over there and do that at Ridge Hunter Outdoors, just like everything else. That's where you'll find our Fall Pursuit Show, Spring Strutting, all of our off-season vlogs will be on there, and much more. If you guys see a video or are listening to a podcast on there and you're enjoying it, just drop us a comment. Hey, good show. Really enjoyed it. Something simple. Give the video a like. That really, really helps us out. And again, it doesn't take much of your time at all. You can also find Fall Pursuit on Carbon TV, and Spring Strutting will be on there this spring as well. So make sure you go over to Carbon TV. They have a lot of great shows to offer, and ours will be on there also. Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate you tuning in when you do. Now let's get back to the episode. I think, you know, it's one of the best times to be in the woods, if not the best time. I honestly think here in Southern Illinois, like 11th through the 18th, is some of the best hunting we have all year. We've kind of proven that a little bit again this year, just with sightings and opportunities at bucks and things like that. Of course, Blake shot his on the 6th. I had a pretty good hunt on that evening. Me and Nate had a good hunt on the 8th. But I think as far as mature bucks hitting the ground, 11th through the 18th for us seems to be really good. So you got to be out there, and even when that lockdown does officially hit, if it hasn't already in your area, then you definitely got to be out there for that. Some people will take that time off during those days and take a break, and maybe that's a strategy in and of itself, is just don't check your cameras. You're going to take a break through the lockdown and get back after it after that, because at the end of it, when those does start to come out of estrus, then there are less and less. It becomes more like the beginning of the rut, and I talked about that a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, maybe that's a strategy. If you're so worn down and you need a couple days off, I'd say now's the day to take them. But if you're going to go hunt, you might as well get into it and do it and get in there for as many hours as you can. So I'll leave you with that little bit of contradiction or dichotomy, whatever you want to call it. Take it as you may. Hopefully that stuff helps you guys out. I want to see you guys have success. Hopefully we can get some more bucks on the ground so we can show you on Fall Pursuit. And again, make sure if you are watching those videos, you like them, you comment on them. We really, really appreciate that. So that's going to do it for this Friday. Stay safe out there, guys, and good luck this weekend.